Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Friday, one and all. We edge closer to Christmas. I think this is the penultimate Friday before Christmas.
Is it?
The next Friday. Friday is Mad Friday. In England, that means when everyone gets paid and everyone goes out and loses their minds.
Yeah.
And then the Friday after that, it's Boxing Day. We've missed Christmas.
Bloody hell.
So don't do whatever you do.
It's Christmas on a Thursday.
Yes.
They wouldn't dare.
We need to introduce everyone, and then I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Joe Smith's here, everybody! And it's the return of Ethan James.
Hey.
He's back!
He's back!
Hello.
How have you been, mate?
Well, not so well and really well.
Tell me, what do you mean by that?
I wasn't very well, I was very ill, and then I had some quite good moments, aside from the illness.
What good moments? Are you going to share with us then?
Oh, did you want to do that now? Or were you getting
into
it? No,
we'll get to it. You can do us in a minute, but just tease it. Hit us with the chapter headings.
Budapest. Oh. What a place. Oh. Stuck somewhere. And I'll leave it there. I was quite stuck in my speech as well
there. I like this.
Yeah. The thing I wanted to bring up about Christmas being on a Thursday.
Yeah.
I think it's the best day.
Hit me to
land on.
Okay.
I know this might be different for you, as someone whose work schedule is a bit different because you follow Manchester United, what you do normally, and your work days depend on when they play.
Yeah.
But listen, Christmas Day on a Thursday means that Boxing Day, the 26th, we get off.
So you get Christmas Day if you get Boxing Day off?
Because that's a bank holiday.
And then you're at the weekend.
And then, hello, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. You're not going back to the 28th.
I'm doing a show on the 29th, so I've got 4 days off. I didn't even need to take four.
I was going
to
say scot free.
And then New Year's Day is Thursday.
Yeah.
Do people go in on the Friday the 2nd?
Hang on. Right. Yes. I would say so.
So that's the only.
So maybe you have to push it back one day just so that they both line up nicely.
Is that the best day Christmas can land on?
Thursday or Friday? I think so. Instinctively, you think weekend, don't you? Because it's like weekend add to the fun. But you might be right.
Yeah, because you don't want it to be on a weekend because then it takes away one of your valuable days off.
Yeah, I've got a question for you. What date was Jesus born? Pretty simple.
Was it? It's in April, isn't it?
Born.
The 25th. Of December.
Correct.
But I don't think that's true.
Well, no, but that's what we've decided.
Yes,
okay. Here's a question for you.
Question.
What date did Jesus die?
Easter, Good Friday.
Yes, date, please.
Nobody knows.
Well, they do. But it's the 3rd of April, apparently.
Oh, is it?
Apparently. I don't get why, with Easter, we put it on the Friday every time, so we've 100% got a bank holiday out of this.
Yeah.
Friday and Monday, which is great. But then with Christmas, we go by the date, so sometimes it's on a Tuesday. Do you know what I mean? How good is that? You're back to work for 3 days, and then you're off again for two, and then you're back to, like, why don't we just do them both, either the date, or we decide it's Christmas Friday?
I think the powers that be love the name Good Friday, and therefore, that has to always be on a Friday.
And this has to have been overdone to hell by comedians, because it's the most obvious joke ever. How did we get to naming the day Jesus died as Good Friday? You would be gutted, wouldn't you?
You must know that, Ethan, because you went to a Christian school.
I'm a deja vu with this conversation from another time. I think it's good news because it's when people's sins are atoned for, because the death of Christ meant that people were forgiven.
Oh. Ethan, if you died and we started calling the day of your death Good Monday...
Yeah.
Would you be happy with that?
I might be a bit... I'd be turning in my grave, as you say.
Although, to be fair, you did die by getting a kebab skewer up your ass, so you'd be turning in your grave either way, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a good point,
yeah. Would you not take the skewer out?
No, just pop him on and just shave him down.
Back in there?
Yeah.
What a way to go. Maybe that's how I want my grave. Just me just
what,
instead spinning
of,
eternally.
So you can have, obviously, cremation, burial, Viking longship, push to sea, set on fire, or we can apple in the mouth and we can hog roast you.
Yeah.
And we can have you on sandwiches.
I could become a bit of a, you know...
Your mouth watered then! Your mouth watered, the idea of your own body.
There's a lot of flavour with me.
Cooked and served at your own funeral.
There's a good amount of flavour with me.
Yeah.
What about if you dehydrate me so much I could be part of a seasoning?
That would be, yeah, powder you. Dehydrate you, powder you, put maybe a bit of rosemary, a bit of salt in there, have you on roast potatoes.
Because what is paprika, Ethan?
If not the skin of dead what?
What is it? Do you know what it is, Ethan?
It's a spice.
Yeah, but what is paprika?
I don't know.
If you were given £1 million right now to make paprika, what would you do?
That's a good question.
Apart from, you can't Google it.
All right, chili powder.
No.
Peri-peri salted salt. From
that's just
Nando's.
Salt with paprika in.
It's just dried red peppers.
I think so.
You weren't far off there, to be fair.
He's miles off.
He wasn't.
He was buying chili powder and mixing it with peri-peri salt.
A chili and a pepper, you can't tell me they aren't going to the same Christmas do.
Yeah, but I said, how would you make paprika? And his idea was mixing two other
pre-mixed
stuff.
Yeah, that's
I bet it'd be well nice.
I'm not arguing that.
It would be lovely, to be fair.
And that's why I ruined my meal the other week by pouring chili powder into a dish that needed paprika. Gone are the days. Ethan, Budapest.
Oh, yes.
The home of paprika.
Is it?
Yeah, they love it, don't they?
I don't think it's the home of paprika.
Google it.
Where's the home?
So who went? When did you go? Actually, do you want to start with your poorliness? Was that before or after?
Oh, yeah. Let's start with the poorliness so we can end on a high.
Yeah.
So I was ever so ill, you see. I rocked up at work and I had a bit of a scratch in the throat and the nose was feeling itchy.
Oh, yes.
So at that point, the fingers are out. I'm blaming the other producer for coming in with his coat that must have been around his cat, for I am allergic to cats.
Ah, okay.
Lovely, lovely as well that as soon as someone near you is ill, they're blaming you for it.
Yes.
That's a lovely thing to be part of, yeah.
Did he take that well?
No, dismissed it very much so, but I knew he always talks about his cat, so it must be that.
Yeah.
So that was that. And then...
Dr. Seuss over here.
And then, as the day progressed, an hour, 2 hours, ooh no, the sneeze is becoming more, it's having another resurgence, it's getting stronger, more violent.
Yeah. Either you've been blowing your nose into a live cat for the last 6 hours, or this is more than just minor allergies, isn't it?
I would go for option B.
Shit. That's the last thing I wanted to ask.
And I was done for. I got home, I cancelled all my plans with the female. We were meant to have a fantastic night, but I said...
What are you going
to
do?
We're going to go out for dinner.
Oh yes.
Where are we going to go?
Frankie and Benny's?
I think Zena's and Burton Road.
What's that?
Zena's? What do they do?
They do Lebanese food. Like,
oh, they bring your own booze place.
I tell you what, you won't be short for ground up dried red peppers in there, would you?
Oh, paprika everywhere, mate.
Just a little bit, mate, on the hummus.
You're going to go there, wine and diner.
So I said, don't even come. I'm that ill.
Really? She said, I never do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was like...
She starts crying on the phone because of your selfish bastard.
But we're used to this now.
Yes, mate, you are.
So we could move past that, you see.
Good.
And then as the days and days came on, I just got more and more poorly. Was meant to be going to Wales with the Stephen Tries lot, but sickness said, just stay at home. So that's what
How
I did.
How did they take that? Because I assume they would have called you out and said you're just talking shite.
Well, luckily I do work with Stephen, so I did have to take a day off work, so he knew it was real, and I very rarely take days off. But yeah, maybe there was a little bit of doubt cast towards my way, thinking I was using this as an excuse. But I wasn't, so there was... I felt a little bit guilty, but I just couldn't simply go.
Yeah.
But I did recover just in time.
Yeah.
For Budapest.
How fucking
As luck
convenient.
Would have it.
Oh no, this holiday I do want to go on. It's just around the corner.
I
best get ready.
Well, I suddenly became well on the day of it as well.
Of course he did.
What was your medicine of choice? I love people's flu medicine choices.
So what kind of, first of all, hit us with your symptoms so we know already. Runny nose, tickly throat, anything else?
And just dizziness.
Oh, ooh.
Okay.
Were you sitting still and feeling dizzy?
No, it was when I'd like run around the room a few times.
when it was on a roundabout in the middle of the playground.
then the head just went at that point.
What were you having to keep yourself happy?
Well, you see, I've been doing my diet and stuff, haven't I? So I just had loads and loads of pots of frozen strawberries. Not strawberries, raspberries.
And you think you put? Would you say that, you know, is your tip for health going forward? Just have loads of raspberries.
Honestly, it's better than like a nice lolly. I can't believe how good frozen raspberries are. Yeah. Ever since this illness, I'd say I'd have about 2 to 3 mugs of frozen raspberries a night.
Wow, that's the treat that they would serve to sort of penguins at a zoo, isn't it?
That's mad. Did you have any medicine
on their birthday?
As well?
Well, it was
drop them in the water and they sort of swim through and get them.
I think it's my favourite food now.
Is it?
What, raspberries?
Frozen raspberries.
Frozen. I hate normal raspberries.
Far too warm.
No, they're too mushy and you just go through them. A frozen raspberry can take about, I'd say, 15 to 20 seconds per raspberry.
I like that.
I'm going to try that, actually.
I love fruit, obviously. We've been to
you love times. Fruit.
Frozen fruit I like as well. But I don't know if I've ever had a frozen raspberry. I've had frozen grapes recently. They're good. But yeah, they need to be just short of frozen.
Yeah.
Do you know when they've still got like a little in them? Mm. Anyway, carry on.
So I just had raspberries galore. And then all of a sudden I was fine for Budapest. Who was there? Good question. Yep. It was me, Jack, also known as the Heed, Nick... And Kieran was thrown into the mix.
Who's Kieran?
Who the fuck's Kieran?
Well, you see, I've not been on a holiday with Kieran since I was about 18, so it was a bit of a wild one to get thrown in.
And how did he make his way back in?
I think he must have just impressed the manager, been doing extra trading, you know, eventually got his name back in there.
And that's the thing, if you just keep your head down, do what is asked of you, eventually you will get your chance, because presumably what... Wob had an injury?
He was ruled out, and then a vacancy.
He was ruled out in the warm-up.
What about Alan? Where's he at the minute?
Alan has off-the-field issues.
Great. No more further comments.
We'll probably read about that in The Athletic, won't we? Let's be honest.
Laurie Whitwell's doing a piece on it as we speak.
They'll be doing an interview with Alan's mum. a big sit-down. Either that or Henry Winter's going to be all over this.
Yeah, all over it. Yeah.
The truth was, Alan wouldn't come because Newcastle had Everton away. So
it's a good trip, Everton away.
Yes, it is, but come on.
Does it upset you that he likes Newcastle more than you?
No, it's his life.
To be fair, they won 4-1 as well, so it's a decent away day, isn't it? Was it 4-1?
Yeah, it was like our only away win in the last like 8-9 months or something.
Alan wouldn't trade that for a trip anyway.
Tell you what he would as well, if he was on holiday with you and he saw the score, he'd resent you.
He wouldn't be worth being around, would he? If he watched them get a 4-1 win and he wasn't there, imagine that.
Well, we fucking missed it because we were on a ghost tour.
Okay, let's not jump ahead too much. So, are you all in like a giddy mood? Are you ready for it? Are we pre-drinking at the airport?
Well, I go downstairs. Nick is picking me up at 4 in the morning. I'm all giddy and excited. Next thing you see, a police car swoops around the corner.
Lights on.
Lights on. Nick has been apprehended by the police.
No, he hasn't.
Yes.
Wait, I know exactly what's happened here. Is Nick picking you up in his own car?
Nick is picking me up in his BMW. Yeah.
I think the police think he is some sort of gangster.
Really?
Dropping off at 4 in the morning to Ethan.
When you said, is Nick picking you up in his own car, I thought you meant like, no, he's picking me up in a stolen Mondale. Like
no, I meant like, is he getting a taxi and he's meeting you on the way there?
So what happened?
So the Rosses get out, so I just take cover. I'm not getting in this. So
take cover. What are you doing hiding behind a bit?
Would you not be so intrigued just to look outside and see what's going on?
Ethan goes under a traffic cone like in Toy Story 2, don't you?
So good.
Well, I'm already outside at this point. So we've got on our drive like a low wall with a few bushes. Perfect duck and dive, right? So I have to keep myself, because I don't want the bloody Rosses to, you know, think I'm involved in any of this.
To find your knobby Solano shorts that you didn't pay for.
The Rosses get out. a female one. The male one stayed in the car and was like, "Oh, what are you doing out at this time?" And then he's, Nick's giving his defence. He's picking me up. Nowhere to be seen, though.
It would have helped if you would have popped out from around the corner bag.
See that bush with glasses over there? I'm taking that on holiday.
So they're thinking he's mad.
Yeah, of course.
It wasn't helping his case. So I'm thinking he's going down at this point.
Still doesn't help him.
Nah. So what then goes on is then they go, "Oh, it's just you're going at quite the speed for this hour. We thought maybe you might be a drug dealer."
And they didn't say that.
They did.
Surely.
They said drug dealer to him.
They said we thought you might be a drug dealer.
Yeah, and he was in full denial of this, and they bought it. Because obviously he wasn't a drug dealer.
Did they breathalyze him or anything?
No.
Did they drugalize him?
Did they search his car?
No, they took him out of the car and just questioned him and stuff like that. But it was all okay. And then off we went.
When did you make an appearance? Did they see you?
Never before? See me, the police.
He did the reverse Homer Simpson after they'd left, didn't they? Just sort of smoothed out of the bush. Morning, officers.
Is that the closest you've come to the law?
Oh, apart from...
you must have grassed people up in your life, Ethan.
Imagine
him, can't you, at a festival.
Him there!
No, I
can't imagine him at a festival.
No, not like a Leeds festival. I mean like a sort of town fete.
Yeah, a little fair.
Yeah. A May Day festival.
So I decided not to come to the law on that occasion, for it was not the time or the place. Mm. So then we were headed to Newcastle Airport.
Oh,
what's he doing with his car?
So you're getting picked up at 6 a.m. or
about
4 a.m.
Yeah.
to drive up to Newcastle to fly.
So I'm already in the tune, yes.
Oh, you're already in the tune. I'm imagining you're flat.
I clocked that because he mentioned his bushes with a low wall.
Yes.
And that doesn't exist in his current property.
Not where he is.
No, definitely doesn't, no. So, got there on the table. Do we have a pint at 5:30 in the morning? Is that a step too far?
Yeah, for me it is, Joe.
I go for a Bloody Mary at that time. It's savoury and it's a delightful drink.
It's umami.
It's umami.
Yeah.
We established it was too early, but then Kieran got one, so we all had one after that. So.
Kieran's got to make his case to be invited every time now.
Yes.
He's been given a shot up top. He's got to make the most of it.
He's got
a pint straight away.
And think as well, I know we made the joke about filling the void of Wobb, he's actually filling the void of Alan, and that's much bigger boots to fill. Yeah. So when you're having a pint straight in there, you're thinking, this guy might be up for it.
Yeah, because it's very sort of Jeff Hurst 1966 World Cup, isn't it?
Yeah,
Jimmy
yeah.
Greaves is injured. He's England's greatest goal scorer of all time at that stage. But if you come in and start putting the goals in, all of a sudden you start in the final. Do you know what I mean? Hat-trick in the final? Come on, mate.
Sorry, in the final?
Hat-trick.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's not what you said, though.
Took a second to come out.
Hat-trick
in the final.
So off we go on Ryanair.
So is that one of the other lads?
Oh, sorry, no. Ryanair, the airplane company.
Oh, of course, sorry.
Yeah, we got there to Budapest. Bloody hell, right nightmare getting through. Took hours, scanning me fingers, scanning me eyes.
Do you know what? That's the case at the minute with going to the EU?
Is it?
Yeah, they put down more barriers because, what do you have to do? Do you have to scan your... Is this every time we go to the EU now? Is this one-off?
I think it's specific countries within the EU. I know Hungary's got quite a tough immigration kind of policy, don't they? So, they took all my fingers, took my eyes.
Did they give you them back when you left?
Oh,
was it like one of those things you do to a kid where you steal the nose and you put the little... took your nose, and you started crying in the kid.
Yeah, the bloke's on a little pickled onion. Got your eyes, Ethan. Ethan's like that.
No, officer, please, I've not done nothing.
I don't know where he's from now.
But. Which is quite nice, because usually these guys don't have much of a sense of humour, but it was good to have a laugh.
Yeah, it was good to have a laugh.
The smell of vinegar in that fucking customs, though, with all the pickled onions knocking about.
Did they ask you any questions?
No, they didn't ask me questions, but they did go through my bag and stuff like that. Oh yeah, they did actually, because when we were going, so that bit was fine. Then we were about to get in a taxi, and then these guys just came along and said, "Bags on here, how much money you got in your account and stuff like that." So that was a bit like, oh,
in your account.
Yeah, they're like, how much money? The idea being like, can you afford to, like, you're not just staying here, are you? And you've got no money to get back, well, or whatever.
What's his name, the leader of Hungary?
I don't know.
Drew McGrath.
He's quite, let's say, strict, isn't he?
Yeah.
Leader of Hungary is Joe McGrath.
What's his call? I know his name, I can't think of his name. Anyway, carry on.
So, the first job we do, bags off, straight to the big spa there. The big spa.
Famous for the spas. I've never been to Budapest, but Becky has been.
Yeah.
They've got more, I think they've got more jacuzzis than libraries in Budapest.
Really?
Yeah. How mad's that?
That is mad. So you went straight to a spa. Were you staying at a spa, or was this just a spa day?
Sorry, this is called Chesney Baths. A bit like the ex-Arsenal goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Chesney?
A bit like, yeah, I think maybe Chesney, yeah. And it was unbelievable. 19 baths there.
Wow.
And it's like this old Soviet building that mustn't have been touched for years in terms of doing any of it up, which keeps its charm, but also it's very much in the past. Mm. And it's like this big outdoor, like, thermal pool, which contrasts the cold air. So it's a remarkable feeling. But it's not one of these places where you can relax, you see. There's hundreds of people around you.
Are you allowed to drink?
You're not allowed to drink. Right. Not in the pool, but yeah, you can have a few beverages, you know, should
you
choose.
Are you bevin at this point, or are you still bevin?
We're not bevin. We've just literally dived straight into it.
Where's all your stuff?
We just dropped them off.
At the Airbnb?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that, sorry.
The Airbnb in it?
I was still trying to think of the leader of Hungary, which I will remember.
Are you Airbnb in it?
We are Airbnb in it.
It's done.
What, because that time you left a bottle of gin and they were annoyed at you?
No, I just think they take the piss.
Why?
Cleaning fees. I've started to go independent. Went to a cracking place the other day. They're called Birch Stays. This is not an advert. Just find the house you like.
Yeah.
Search it and skip Airbnb.
Well, that's what we did in Ireland, didn't we? And that went well. So, yeah, it's a good idea. Carry on, Ethan.
It did go well.
Yeah. So,
that's what I'm saying.
We get into the a section which is like the sauna bit. So we go in the sauna, we crack that out, and we say, right, we're now going to the cold plunge pool. And they're all like, Nick and Jack are like, Jim, very determined, mental people.
Yeah.
Like, Nick's fucking in one of the best shapes I've ever seen anyone. Jack's lost like 6 stone, so he's like...
What, 6 stone?
Yeah,
What's he been doing?
Running, Jim, he was a big lad, but now he's just about 5 times as fit as I am.
Fit as a fiddle. Fit to the flea.
These guys are locked in, so this is easy for them. So they go into the cold plunge pool. Now I'm just dipping my toes and I'm really struggling to do it. Have a little cold shower.
Nice.
Gives me the confidence, I edge in. Then comes a big, strong, burly Hungarian man.
What, give it away? Why did you know it was Hungarian?
He was speaking, I would say, their language.
Right.
And he had a very hairy chest. And he approaches us. He wants to, just us in this little cold space. He takes a little dip of a toe in. And he goes, ah! And he runs away out of the thing. Yeah. So I felt like Billy Big Bollocks in that moment, didn't I?
Macho man. Defeated.
Did you get in? Did you get all the way in eventually, or did you just only dip your toe in?
Up to the shoulders.
Did you have to imagine that you were a raspberry, and that you might actually be made better by being frozen? Is that how you got through it?
Had the world's biggest schnitzel. Then I went to a
cave.
How do
you know it was the world's biggest? Where from?
From Budapest all the way to bloody Czechoslovakia. That was a problem. That's because it was the biggest.
It was a pizza tray thing.
Full of schnitzel?
It was a full schnitzel.
I'm guessing it was something like, was it pork schnitzel?
Yeah.
How have they made big? It must be an amalgam of meats.
No, you could do a lot with a pork chop.
Well, you can't make it 2 foot wide, can you?
They batter it though, don't they? They lever it out.
So you're saying the outer 6 inches is all batter?
So what I mean is they'll get the chop and then they'll get it cut right down the middle, so then that chop then folds out and then they beat it.
Just like me and your mother.
Whose mother?
It was McGrath's mother on that occasion.
Really,
but
was it?
But sometimes mine, presumably. Was it?
Yeah.
Just
what occasion?
Open it up and just batter it.
That's disgusting.
Very disgusting.
It doesn't even make sense.
No. It does make sense.
You're physically violent
just
to my
battering
mother.
Battering it.
What?
Battering it.
You're physically violent to
egg
my
wash?
Mother. You batter her.
No, not with my hands.
With your what?
Gland.
It's really derailed this conversation, hasn't it?
What are you having with the schnitzel? Just a bit of lemon and some capers?
I had a pink oniony slaw.
Oh yeah, lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And some chips.
Is he the leader of Hungary?
Orban, is that another way the road we can go really quick in Germany?
That's the Autobahn. I think it's Orban. I'll Google it now. Carry on, Ethan.
And then after that, we went down a cave.
What? You're not full. You don't need to go rest.
Oh, no, sorry. We're probably a day ahead by now.
Oh, right. So this is only one. I was going to say, you're still out or no? Did you go out? Are you drinking ever or have you all lost it?
Oh,
a little
yeah.
Bit?
We went to a Kraken bar, which has got... It's like a bar that's got seven different... I keep saying bar. It's got seven different bars inside of...
Oh, it's a bar inside a bar?
It's a bar and seven bars inside a bar.
And what are inside them bars?
Just other bars with different
themes. They sell one bars.
Zimpler Kurt, it's called.
We'll put a link to this in the description.
What, in case people are going?
No, just people want to see it.
We went down a cave.
So... Was this a surprise to you, or did you know you were going down it?
Well, foolishly, in the build-up to this, I was thinking, the holiday, you pick your activities, what we want to do. Cavern was brought up, and that appealed to me more than the gun range in terms of danger. Yeah. I thought it was less dangerous. And then, lo and behold, there I am in all my gear, ready to go into Hungarian cave system.
So are you... abseiling down into a cave? Are you walking into an opening? What's this setup like? Who's there? Is there an instructor? Do you have a hard hat? Carabiners knocking about all over the place.
So you've got your hard hat on, light on, full boiler suit, and so you get led down. You go into this door, which is cut into the hillside. You go down this door, and then there's a ladder, about a 25, 30 feet ladder that you have to crawl down, and then you're in the cave system.
Really?
Oh, mate, I might have to send.
Down there?
I have to send you this video. This is mad. So, like, the instructor says to us, right? So you're crawling through. Da, 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 da. It stops off for a bit. There's a bit of a wider open, and you've stopped crawling around in that.
Feel like your mum.
And he says. Right, for this bit, you have to have your arm up in the air. And you have to tuck your head into your arm.
Oh, this
and then you have to slide
sick.
Down.
You're joking.
Are you off your fucking head? What? So, it's just... This makes me feel a bit rank. Are you claustrophobic by any chance?
I'm claustrophobic this way, not this way.
Excuse me?
Sorry, just for all your listeners. I'm claustrophobic from the chin to the top of the head, then to the side to side, like the walls. So if I'm like... Do you know what I mean?
So if you're voguing, this bit, you panic when you're doing this, but then when you do this, you can get through
I
it.
I know what he means, yeah.
I don't know what he means.
If I was lying on my side, I'd be kind of claustrophobic.
Is that what you're saying, Ethan?
So if I was flat on the floor with my head up and the ceiling was really tight to my head, that would freak me out rather than the walls being too close to me. Does that make it sound more understandable?
Yeah.
Okay, so you like walking through a tall, narrow corridor, not a short, wide corridor.
Yes. No.
No. You like walking through a narrow corridor rather than crawling through a tight space.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of what I just said.
No. You were
short
you
and
were
wide.
Walking in both your examples. He's crawling in the one he doesn't like.
Yeah.
Crawling is just a form of walking. Kind of.
True.
So we're going down this bit. We've listened to our instruction one by one. Hands. Tuck the side, head into it, and then you're sliding down. The woman in front of me, she had quite big bosoms.
How do you know?
I think they were just you can just spot these things, and
the eyes don't lie, Joe.
They don't. And
let's be honest, you can see. Like if someone's got a big bum, big arms, big feet.
So she's got bosoms that you're talking about, and she's going to go, are you worried for her?
No, I'm not, because I trust the instructor's judgment of who can fit down this hole and who can't. He says all of this group can, so we're going to do it. And then she's going down. I can put the video in. She then gets wedged. She's wedged in the hole.
Yeah.
I'm stuck.
And she's shouting, I'm stuck, I'm trapped, I'm trapped. And I'm like, we're recording this, we didn't intend to record this.
No. And you were just filming.
You dirty bastard.
We didn't know she was getting stuck.
Right, so we're going to have to blur her face out, are we?
No, you can't see her because her head's stuck down the hole.
So what can you see from your side of the thing?
Just the boobs.
You can see someone who's like this, like arm up, head
stuck. Oh, God. Right, get to the end of this because I'm panicking here.
So she's shouting, she's stuck, she's trapped. And the instructor's like saying, look, if you got in here, you can get out of here. That's the good thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, right. And she's like squirming and she can't get out. Yeah. It's horrible. She's like shouting and shrieking.
This is mad. Eventually,
she keeps wiggling, she just pops out.
Back down the way she came in?
No, she goes out, she's continuing in the same direction.
What's she like afterwards? Is she flipping out?
She was having a bit of a laugh about it and stuff, but you could tell she was a bit freaked out because on camera you can see me, it's like the office. Like, I turn around and look down the camera, like, fucking hell, what's going on here?
Was that horrible, that moment?
Yeah, I don't like, because I was literally we're halfway through the group of going through, and I was the immediate next person. So I was like, I'm okay, I'm gonna do it. I don't like it, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
And then she got stuck, and then I was just like, oh, I don't even know if I can do this now.
It's rare, isn't it, that someone's dieting has got such immediate real world consequences. Because, Ethan's been on a diet for a couple of months. It might literally be the difference between getting through this hole and not.
Nah.
Which is rare.
Yeah, get that, but.
I mean?
Not for Ethan.
No, he's 5'3" anyway, he's 8 stone.
I think with McGrath, though, they would have had to bloody knock a wall through.
Yeah. Well, you can buy small dynamites, can't you?
Yeah. I would have packed my own dynamite, actually. Thank you. You
drill a little hole like that into the wall.
Blow up the side of the wall.
Knock a little thing in and just blow it out, can't you? That's fine. And they don't mind that. Eventually, it's an issue, but still,
would it have caused some sort of collapse of the whole cave system? Could have done.
But that's the risk we're willing to take, isn't it?
What, so I could have my 2 minutes of fame?
So you can get through that gap?
Woo!
Yeah.
Did you make a woo?
There was a few woos when we got to the end.
We have got through. I'm being genuine now. Would me and Joe have got through that gap?
I think one of you definitely could have. I think, but it was tight.
Because you're probably too tall. Aren't
you? Yeah,
I could have squeezed in a bit.
Yeah, you could have maybe. Yeah, but it was a very.
Would Alan have got through.
It would have been a bit tough.
Yeah.
But the idea is, he judges if people can't get through, he would take them another route. But we all went through this route. He does that afterwards. But yeah, that was a bit terrifying. And then the rest of it, food tour and stuff like that. Lots of booze. Yeah.
Did you enjoy yourself then on that side of front?
Oh yeah, it was cracking. We saw some mighty sights. In the first place on the food tour, we had 3 glasses of wine.
Oh.
On the
is this like a paid for food tour?
Yeah. Really recommend it. It's fantastic. It's called Foodapest. It's good, isn't it?
Foodapest. Is that when you message?
You can't argue with that.
Foodapest. Is that when you message someone
or Budapest?
Traveling food lady on our Instagram.
Yeah. So I forget the name.
Were you trying to use your weight to get free stuff?
You were. I think so.
Were you trying to use your pull?
I wasn't trying to use my pull, but she. I was thinking.
See what she says.
Because we might be on her vlog. Well, I might be on her vlog of Budapest.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, like, oh, if I mention Sloppy Joe's or whatever, maybe a little plug. Because you got like 25k subs or something.
Oh,
so
yeah. Love that.
It might be worth a little. I'm
trying to find. She's called Rita. She's the Rita. Traveling vlog.
Yes, Rita Travels.
Let's have a look. Who are you?
I want to see if Ethan's
great,
on there.
Great to meet you at the food tour today. And he's put art in the art symbol.
He has,
yeah. What was the nicest thing you ate?
You'll be delighted to hear that the thing that I had that was so fantastic was called a langos.
And what's in a Langos?
It's just basically just a big battered like puff of air with loads of cheese and garlic sauce on it.
Fucking hell. That's
good, isn't it?
Where's this puff of air come from?
Can I see it?
Yeah, you can see it.
It's the farts.
Like a bread?
It's the farts that come out of the people as they squeeze through that.
Yeah.
So someone stands on the other side and captures the bum gas.
A Langos. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I'm into that.
That does look good, that
I'm into
Ethan.
That big time.
A Langos.
Deep fried, sort of battery, bready, airy thing with, what is it, yogurt and cheese?
It's garlic sauce and cheese.
Oh, God.
Oh, yogurt and cheese.
I want there to be shaved grilled meats on that.
Oof, yeah, a little personally. Bit of doner. Do they have a lot of doner kebabs kicking around there, but good doner?
There was some good kebabs, yeah, knocking around. I think, so the say over there with the Langos, they say it's only done properly if you have cheese and garlic sauce. We don't really approve any other toppings. But tourists come over and they put bloody Nutella and stuff on it.
It's what? Like,
yeah. I can see that.
But in the kebab place later on, I know we after this food tour, we got taught that. But at like 2-3 in the morning, when they were like, we could put anything you want on there, so you could just like have a Langos burger and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. I'm into that.
It's sinful, but it was delightful. They should try it.
You're on your holidays.
Yeah, you're on holidays, mate.
So was it a party town? Like, is it a good place to go for a drink?
Good place for a drink. Simpler Bar was fantastic with all the different bars in there. Really recommend that. I think Budapest is a good place to visit. Would I go back again? Probably not. There's more European places I'd like to see.
Could you live there?
No, it's fucking a bit chaotic. And it's
what do you mean?
It's just lots of traffic, lots of just people bundling about, and I feel like it's pretty, but there's prettier places in Europe that I've seen.
In terms of the ghost tour.
Yeah, oh my God.
Why do you always end up on ghost tours, by the way?
What do you mean?
Since we've done this podcast, what have you done? 5 or 6 ghost tours, haunted houses, spooky
spectaculars?
I think
you get mixed up with me.
Is he? No, he does them. One of you where you went through one twice and one time they...
Oh, that was... Was that the scary maze thing
you
did? Oh,
the scare maze, yeah.
You love doing all that
shit. You do love him, Ethan.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Yeah, this was... Right, this was €16, I think it was.
Nah, it's not too bad.
It was cheap.
Did you get a drink at the end of it?
Fucking... I was...
You are so obsessed with booze at holidays, mate. You've asked him about 5 questions, 4 of them were about beer. Did you have a beer at the airport? What's it like for boozing? What? Did you go out any of these nights? Did you get a drink at the
end
of it?
I'm honestly thinking about some of the activities he's doing. I'm thinking, how long is he going without a drink for it?
Yeah, why? Maybe
I think it's so ingrained into me. I've got a mate called Andy, and he can't... His holidays are for boozing.
It's just booze.
And so he'll judge an activity, and if he can do it... by a couple of factors. Can he drink on the activity?
Yeah.
And is it, if not drinkable, is it close enough to a bar so as soon as we're done,
we can have a drink?
So
that's why you go to it, you end up in Dublin all the time. Because it's arguably the best boozing city in the world.
Where did you go to recently? Galway.
Similar.
We're going to go somewhere else in February. I can't wait.
Where are you going?
Probably somewhere that does good booze.
Yeah. Best boozy spots, EU. Yeah. Right, sorry.
You couldn't drink on this ghost tour, though, I guess.
So, get on the ghost tour, and there's a man stood there with a lantern and a funny hat on, and he's like...
Dom?
Oh, sorry, it wasn't Dom. It was the ghost tour man, and he was like, ooh, are you here for the ghost tour? I'm like, oh, fucking hell.
Wind it in, mate.
Yeah.
Just pause like, through it.
Yeah,
is it a haunted house? Sorry, what's the concept?
Well, this is the thing. Like, well, welcome to the Budapest Ghost Tour. For our journey to begin, we must make our way up to the castle.
So you're walking through just the streets of Budapest, and they're telling you like a little boy hit his head here 15 weeks ago.
Well,
he's fine, but it still feels weird, don't
so
it?
So that'd be more fucking interesting. So he takes us up to the castle, and he's like, "Now this is the haunted castle." And it's like it's fucking modern as fuck. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And he's like,
"There's a Costa coffee in there."
There. Yeah. So it's like so this bloody castle. He's like, this. So in the year 1500, someone got his head chopped off here, but it got blew up in World War II, so it's just been recreated.
Don't
it got mad, done by the bombs and that. So it's like, right, it doesn't look like any of this. And all the history was like from 500 years ago. And it's just like, if it was some Jack the Ripper type fella stabbed someone here and done whatever in this very spot, that's more interesting. Anyway, Nick and Kieran are fucking loving it for some reason. Prancing through the bloody courtyard with this guy with his lantern hopping along, and then me and Jack are just at the back going, "This is a fucking
nightmare."
I know
the face he's doing as well. He's doing this face.
Yeah, he's fuming.
Isn't it? Doing the face that you.
And
do.
I bet you're giving the guy a lip.
Yes, yeah, he's that face, isn't it? Yeah.
And are you giving the guy a lip as well?
He's just starting to take the piss out of the bloke.
Yeah, you are.
When he's interacting with the bloke, he's trying to set him up. He's trying to make him look silly, aren't you?
Well, there's little whisperings. You'll say something. I'll whisper to Jax. Yeah, have a little giggle. Keep us warm. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I'm not calling the piss.
Yeah, I'm not calling the chap out. So then we're walking along. Nick and Kira are at the front now. Me and Jack are at the back. And as we're plodding along, we see a bar, right? And it's bright. The lights are illuminating the dark castle.
Oh yeah, paint it for me, Ethan.
I can hear the laughter that people are having in there. The clinking of glasses.
Oh. Yes.
Merrymaking.
Yes.
Huh? Is merrymaking going on? Sure.
Who's merrymaking? Yeah. They're singing songs. They're having a wonderful time in there. It's a Bavarian kind of one, so they've got the German kind of outfits on. It's a party in there. And Jack jokingly says, should we just go in there for a pint to sack us off? And then I go, could we do that? And then Jack's very much like, well, I'm fucking going to do it, so if you want to come with us, we can. So we run away.
Someone to split the group down the middle.
I'd be gutted if I was that bloke.
So if I go to the pub on one of these trips, it's because there's maybe a real small section of us that want to do it, but the majority is still doing whatever is the task at hand.
Yeah.
If I literally brought half of the party to the pub, because there's four of you, isn't there?
There's four of us.
And you brought how many of you to the pub, two?
Just me and the Heed.
I don't think that's going to go down well.
No.
Where's Kieran, by the way?
He's prancing along with Nick.
He's loving it up at the front. Did it turn out that pub had closed down in 1590 and that all you could hear were the ghostly remnants of the castle's past?
Aye, but it was better than listening to him drone on.
Yeah, to be fair.
So
been
fucking
in a ghost pub, yeah.
Give that to me. Few pints with the ghosts. Me and Jack, our spirits have gone so much higher. Not just the ghosts, yeah. We're bloody loving it. We're having a good time. The guy comes across, the owner of this establishment. He gives us some like horrible Hungarian shot on the house, trying to get us more boozy or whatever. And then for some reason he says to us, "You'll serve this beer." You said the beer you get, I'll get the best looking waitress to the sexiest waitress to come over and go to us. And at this point, I don't like that kind of thing. No. Jack's gay, so he's not interested at all. And it's just a bit like, ooh, a bit seedy, isn't it? I don't like
that. How did you know he wasn't going to send over a male waitress? Waitress.
Because
I'll tell you now. So you said waitress.
Did you say waitress?
Waitress.
Yeah.
They're all female and they've all got the Bavarian things and they're like pushing the, you know.
All got scratches on them though from trying to get through a hole in a cave earlier that day.
So they're going to send over the sexiest one.
Oh, I'm sick of that. Yeah. I don't want that. I don't want you to say stuff to me like that.
When was the last time someone said something to you like
that?
But
you get the little nod and a wink occasionally, don't you? Especially in that.
What are you talking
about? We had a Joe. Do you remember in Vegas? And we went to that. Was it the MGM hotel? We sat outside of this private party. And that disgusted guy.
Yes.
Was like, any girls you want from the public pool, I'll go grab them and bring them to you.
Yeah.
Fucking horrible.
It was horrible. We had our own little.
Who did you pick?
The best. The best of the best.
Yeah, it felt it was like, oh yeah, just let us know, by the way. We'll pluck them from the sort
what
of peasant's
hell?
Pool and
they're
drop
all
them into your private pool. No, gross. Hate this.
You're at a Vegas party, though, with a private pool. You lot are fucking
yeah, we're talking
splashing
about it. Do you know
who
we were next to? We had a little pool. We've told you this.
I don't think I've known this story.
We had a little private pool with a little private canopy thing, a little bar telly in there.
Who's paying for this? You lot.
Yeah, we all paid. It was like $100 each. To do it.
Oh, right.
For like an afternoon.
$300 ish.
No, it wasn't, was it?
It was three. Yeah, because Macca covered it for us.
Blimey. So we went there and we had a little pool. And then next to us was Brian Robson in his little pool. And who was with him?
Brian Robson and Peter Reed.
Peter Reed was there.
Yeah.
What's he doing in Vegas?
They were doing a bit more plucking than we were, let's put it that way.
Yeah, they had a busy pool.
But it wasn't them doing the plucking, it was their sort of strange mate.
What?
Yeah, it was all a bit weird, wasn't it?
It was so seedy.
Yeah, and so that's what I mean. So things like that occasionally will pop up and you go, don't want to be involved in this at all.
Has ever happened to me?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. So they said, we'll get the prettiest waitress to bring your beers over.
And she delivered them across. And then after that, the night got boozy and they would tell us how shit the rest of the ghost tour was. So it was a good laugh. You know what? Good trip. 7 out of 10. Wouldn't do again.
Seven.
7 out of 10. Wouldn't bother going back.
But I had a great time.
Yeah. How many nights were you there in total?
How many what?
Nights.
We were there from the Friday to the Monday. You know, sorry, 7 out of 10 for the city. The trip as a whole has been where everyone was a 10, so that was it was good fun.
Yeah. But if you're reviewing the particular place, you say 7 out of 10.
Seven, yeah.
Wonderful.
There you go.
This is a big nice trip. It does sound good. I'd like to go to Budapest. Well, how long was the flight, please?
Flight wasn't so bad. I'd say 1 hour 45.
Oh, that puts it on the good side.
That sounds bollocks.
It sounds short, that, doesn't it?
It's well short.
Because Hungary's like over
45. What about the time difference? Is that not playing with your head a bit?
For
God's sake.
It's the most basic thing.
3 hours.
45. It's only an hour's difference.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
2 hours 45.
It is
1 hour 45, fair folks.
It's 2 hours 45.
Come on, Ethan.
It's like playing with a fucking...
It's because of the time difference.
It's because of the time difference. Yeah. But you get that hour back when you come back.
I ate holiday maps
as well.
So the flight
back was 4 hours 25. That's no good, is it?
No.
Something like that.
No, the flight back was...
messy.
All right. I hate that holiday maps where you've got to like clock what... Because you think, brilliant, you're going to get that early flight, but then you count in the fucking hour added on to your time, and then the bloody... doing your fingerprints and all that.
You're not getting in. You're not getting out till quarter to four. That's the day gone.
It's right off.
Right off.
That's why I love Dublin.
Yeah.
You're on that plane. You feel like you're going on your holidays. Next thing you know, an hour later, you could be in a pub.
40 minutes in the air. It was 39 minutes when we went.
Crazy.
What have you been up to?
Me, I had a Christmas party on Friday for the radio. That was nice. Went out boozing. I told you I got on the Patreon special, by the way. Go and have a look. Me and Joe did a Patreon. Just me and Joe. The podcast is out now. I told you that I got there 40 minutes late, which I thought was fashionably late. Turned out I was the first one there.
How many people were overall scheduled to be there?
There was in total 45 people.
And not one of them was there on time?
No. Or they all did what I did, which was turn up 45 minutes late, realise you're the first person there, don't fancy having that burden. Left.
Yeah, because it's like being the first one in on Big Brother, isn't it? You have to hug everyone as they
By the way, have you been recently to the Circus Tavern?
I don't know if I've ever been.
Oh,
where is it?
Me and Ethan went, didn't we? Do you know that time we went and sunk about 3 pints on what was it after a podcast?
It's just a tiny place.
A tiny place.
Where is this?
Piccadilly. Princess Street.
Near the horse's head? Sorry.
Portland Street, yeah.
Portland Street, near the old monkey.
Yes. I might have been. The really tiny one.
Really.
The one that's got the tiniest bar in Europe, whatever it says on it.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's fucking... It's great. Every time I go in, I forget how good it is.
Yeah, it's great.
Because you don't often go in with a group of yours, because you'll be packed the whole place up. Me and Ethan went, who do we go with that time?
We went with Wob.
Wob, me,
you
Ethan
keep forgetting
Wob.
Who Wob is every
Never
time
met
you
Wob
meet him.
Before, ever. Me, Ethan and Wob went in, had 3 pints, delightful. I went in after I went to my party, realised no one else was there, went in, had 2 pints. The owner was putting by hand songs on the YouTube premium. But I loved guessing what it was going to play out I don't know if you've done YouTube premium, but on YouTube where you've got it on the remote go individually letter by letter, so you've got to like flick through. So I'm trying to guess what he had a fucking nightmare spelling Feliz Navidad. But I was just in my element because it's a big United pub as well.
Yeah.
Huge United pub. Memorabilia everywhere. Huge, like, sort of big shrine to George Best.
Yeah.
So it was belted. And then Saturday.
So what happened to the party?
Great night. I did karaoke.
Did you? What did you sing? Rock DJ again?
No, I didn't do rock DJs again. I did L-O-V-E by Frank Sinatra. L is for the way you look
at
me with someone else as well to do it.
Yeah. Did you do, instead of spelling L-O-V, you spelled BBC though, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it was a real in-joke that everyone loved.
So I'm going to tell you a story. I've got to keep people anonymous for this.
Okay.
Right.
We'll guess them afterwards, Ethan.
Okay.
I don't think you've ever met them. The end of the night's coming, right? The karaoke's still available for people. But there is like a little bit of a silence, and then I hear like a knock on the microphone.
Gary Lineker.
No. It's someone in the team who isn't really like management, who just wants to make a speech. Oh my God. I feel a bit sick feeling about
it's
it.
It's not Mark Chappy Chappers, is not. It?
They've had a few drinks. They've got a bit merry. They want to say a few words.
Shearer.
It goes on. It goes on for a while. And it's eating me alive.
Yeah, I'm dying.
I've spoken to them since. They know how I feel about this whole thing.
Alex Scott?
What? Stop shouting random people at the BBC for me.
Gaz Drinkwater.
No. No, I just would have booed him. And I nearly died. And it got so long that the karaoke drag queen had to fade her out slowly.
Narrowed it down. So it's Gabby Logan then, isn't it?
Fade them out slowly and take the mic off.
Don't tell me it's Sue Barker.
No, it wasn't Sue Barker. But have you ever done anything cringy like that?
I have done, but I blank them out in
fair
my head.
Fair play to everyone. That was the only like sort of thing that you could like go a little
and
bit
and what was it,
by.
Just sort of overly soppy? Was it critical?
Overly soppy, was very thankful.
Oh, well,
it was a nice speech.
At least it's not someone, you know, had a few
it
beers
a
saying, I fancy
speech.
You and you smell a poo.
It was none a lovely that. Speech. The yeah. only thing that got me was the whole knocking on the microphone.
Yeah.
Near midnight. Everyone's a bit pissed. No one could really tell why this
you're
speech
that.
Was being made.
The only cock-up I can think of amongst the speech was my stepbrother, Ed, at his wedding. There's a speech going on. He was talking, and I was sat next to a lady called Hannah who worked at the BBC, who I was talking to. I would have been about 18, and I was trying to get some work experience and stuff at the BBC, so I was chatting away to her, and it was going really well. And then after, so you all stand up, don't you? You lift up your glasses to the bride and groom. And we sat down, and I sat down and I chinned my pint and I spilt the whole pint down all over my sleeves. And she was sat right next to us. And I was just like, I never did do that experience at the BBC.
Pint chinny.
Gutting that.
Yeah, that is gutting.
But then they went off without a hinge. And happy birthday to Lennon. It was his birthday on Saturday. We put candles in a cheese pie. And he had the time of his life.
That's very nice.
You said you've got two new hobbies for us.
Yeah. It's been almost a month since I've started.
Oh, by the way, Ethan, you missed a story. This is on the Patreon. He went to A&E recently for a broken toe.
I've broke my toe.
Shit.
You want to hear more about that?
What do you mean, shit?
Yeah, shit. Well, look,
snapped his neck, has he?
Yes.
Got a fucking broken toe, Ethan.
Have you ever broke your toe?
Yes, I have broke my little toe, actually.
Oh, little toe.
Do you know what I did?
Do you know what I
got
broke?
On with it.
I broke my biggest toe and my best toe. The long boy.
You ever broke a toe, Ethan?
They say if you break the big toe, you just lose your balance.
Well, this isn't the big toe. It's my long second toe.
Oh, make your fucking mind up, then.
No, it's the biggest toe, but it's not the big toe.
He just said if you break
mine's
the big
toe. Mine's big toe, little
toe.
B. He's talking big toe, big B. He's talking the role of big toe, which this isn't. It's my second toe, but it's the biggest one. Yeah,
he has to get it tied
honestly,
up by a nurse.
They said at one point, if we need to amputate this, you're going to need a donor, and because of the length of the toe, it's going to have to be a finger or a small penis.
You're not having my finger.
You came to mind for both, right? Luckily, they've managed.
Which
to
one
save
would you
the
want?
Toe. How many penises have you got?
No, my fingers. Sorry.
Oh, I'll take that little finger on the left hand, please.
That's your big toe.
My second to biggest, but yes, it's
stop saying second to biggest. Well, is it biggest or not?
It's the longest toe. Yeah, technically, my big toe is the third longest toe.
No, you've got some mad creepy. Feet,
so
you?
If you want to see all that and hear the story about how that happened, head over to the Patreon. That's already out now. But I've got two new hobbies. And I realised all life is about, really, is about reliving your childhood, isn't it? That's essentially all adult life is. What do you think they are?
Pokemon.
Never really went away as a hobby. Still like playing those. So no, not that.
Uh-huh. I didn't know upset. You can pay Pokemon if you want.
I've got back into, and I think this is something that as a Western culture we've tried to get rid of over the last few
happy
years.
Happy slapping. Just the nurses around the A&E.
Sandwiches. Packed lunch sandwiches. Huh. Do you know bringing your sandwiches into work? Everyone on the planet did that in the 90s. Everyone brought their lunches into work, didn't they? When's the last time you brought pre-made sandwiches into work? Be honest, because you're looking at me like this isn't a thing. When's the last time you did it?
Joe.
No,
I literally made Becky sandwiches yesterday.
Didn't
and
ask
I wrapped
that.
Them like that.
Didn't ask you that.
Cheese and cucumber with some mayo and mustard on.
When's the last time you brought
Well, I'm different because I come home and I make my sandwiches.
Exactly.
I have cheese.
I think sandwiches might be back.
What are you talking about?
I think they're back.
Your whole thing today on this episode...
Got another thing after this.
...is that I have brought back sandwiches.
I've done this before. I've done this before, and you won't even know this because you were off in Stockport, and it came to you over, I'm sure, a number of months. In the very early 2000s, you're not going to believe this, I reintroduced the high five.
Oh, God.
You might not even remember the it going away. High five was huge in the 90s, okay? Then the well went dry. High five stopped being cool. It wasn't quite there. People weren't doing high fives anymore. And one day, on Worksop train station platform number one, I saw my friend walking towards me. I thought, you know what? I'm going to high five again.
Where did you high five him?
Hand.
All right.
Classic. And we high fived, and it felt different. And it felt renewed.
And that shook, didn't it?
And that high five reverberated around our school. It reverberated around the local area, the Sheffield postcode in general. And then, obviously, when's the last time you high-fived? Probably not that long ago.
Probably
high-fived. It's dipping again. Because the fist bump and the dap and all that sort of stuff has become very popular. But I reintroduced the high-five to this country about 15 years ago.
So you're reintroducing sandwiches. What's on them?
On these sandwiches, you'll like this. We have got mozzarella, roast chicken... we've got a little bit of salami, rocket, red pesto and mayonnaise.
Fucking hell.
And then this one, it's the same but with green pesto. So we're bringing sandwiches back because I think, do you know your Joe Rogan lot and you sort of your modern man, it's all about low carbs, no carbs, hit the gym.
Yeah.
Let's take a little visit back to Carb Town.
Nice.
So I'm reintroducing.
So you're bringing back sandwiches.
I'm bringing back
good,
sandwiches,
which is good for you because I forgot.
And
what
And also,
they were.
Both of those sandwiches, if I'm buying that in a shop, you're looking at sort of £6.50, £7 each.
Probably. You make a good point because can you tell me the last time you made a sandwich?
I brought in some bread yesterday.
Doesn't count. That's a swan.
What do you mean?
Hold on.
The question wasn't when was the last time you ate bread.
When's the last time you made a sandwich? You cling filmed it. You took it to work and you had it at lunchtime.
I honestly can't remember.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, I'm backing you. But
exactly.
Let me just tell you, I'm there.
I'm glad you're with me.
I must have felt it in Edgeley. Because I packed a lovely cheese and cucumber sandwich for Becky.
But do you always do that? Yeah. Or is it new? Is it just coming back?
Over the last 2 weeks, yeah.
There was something in the air that died.
It's because you went to Costco and bought far too much bread.
Bright. Oh, Sando.
Don't call me Sando.
Yeah, you hate Sando, don't you? Right, that's number one. I'm reintroducing the sandwich back to Britain. Same way I did with the high five. Number two. I've been wanting to get into this for a long time. I think it's one of the great things to do in history. And I want to be a big part of it.
History?
Reading. I've been going to the library and reading. And I am loving it.
You're not going to believe this.
You've got into reading the last 2 weeks. I'm going to eat my own legs.
I bought a book on Saturday.
I knew I read it. This is what I do.
But it's not the case that we're just sort of, I don't know, they're not crazy things, are they? Reading and sandwich making. It's not like I've said something bizarre here.
No one was reading 2 weeks ago. It was like the...
Can I have the book?
Man. No, because you're going to lose my spot.
What do you mean? It's a picture book.
It's not a picture book. It's a book that has got some pictures because it's based on a true story.
The spy and the traitor.
Yeah.
Or what drew you to that one in particular? Because here's the thing. There's too many books.
Sure.
Let's be frank. There's too many books.
I'll give you that. They talked about it on Three Bean Salad, which you know I like. But it's a genre of book that I like, which is a sort of dramatised version of a true story.
Wow.
So
like
everything
the Titanic.
That happens in like the Titanic. So everything that happens in this book is real, but it reads like a novel to a large degree, which is great. But I've been going, have you been to the Manchester Central Library? I ordered this online, I walked in there, I got a new little library card.
It's good in there.
It's absolutely one of the best things in the world. Libraries. I mean, I know we've just ticked over an hour, but let's get into libraries for a minute.
We've got one near us. Becky goes in there a lot.
Yeah, I'd like to go in that one. But this one in Manchester. So libraries, I'm going to say something right now.
Fucking hell.
This is one of my big quotes. Might be top five inventions we've ever had.
Ooh.
For a couple of reasons. Up there is sort of healthcare, generally. That's pretty good. The drive-thru. Internet. And... stamps, because you've got to pay for it somehow. library. Because I tell you right now, other than A&E...
What about the cinema?
Well, I'll tell you why this beats the cinema. Because in a way, it is an old-fashioned cinema, isn't it? It's a very primitive cinema.
I mean, I get it.
Other than A&E, it's the only place you can go in that's got a roof on it that you don't have to pay to be in there. Other than your house.
Well, that's not true, is it?
Okay, name one other.
I can wander in a supermarket.
No, but there's an expectation to buy things. You can't just sit in a supermarket for
a
5 hours. Church is a good one. So number two.
Well, how many more do you want from me?
Well, what I'm saying is there aren't many.
No.
And also with
a council building, I guess.
But again, how many of those are there? We're just going to go sit in
town hall.
Yeah, but you can't go in there. There's works going on. But you know what I mean?
Public loo.
You could spend a whole afternoon in a library with stuff to do, activities to do for free. That's pretty amazing. There's free tea and coffee at that one.
Is there?
Samovars of hot liquid.
Samovars? What's that?
It's a type of sort of dispensing unit. You can go and get free tea and coffee. Free access to computers, free access to books, DVDs, video games, audio books. You can get all the books like The Guardian, the newspapers and that for free. What a place. Mental. And there's a big central room that's a big circle. And I'm reading about the KGB and MI6. And I feel like I'm in the KGB when I'm in there. And I sit in there and I look at everyone and go, you're on to me. But what you don't know is I was on to you first. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm in there. It's so good. Come with me to the library after this.
No, was sponsored by libraries.
By the library.
Keep an eye out on our social media because we've got some Christmas specials on the way for the Sloppy
Joes. I'm thinking
of
starting a book club.
Nope. You do one. The Sloppy Joes
will do, but what I need to do first is get through my first 300-page novel since I was about 16.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I bought the book. Have I started it?
What's your book about?
Ooh.
What? Oh, for people who didn't hear, listen, it's The Traitor and the Spy by Ben McIntyre. Or The Spy and the Traitor, either way around. What book's you're about?
I don't know, it's something to do with murder.
Yeah.
Nice. Big time.
Rupert Murdoch.
No, murder.
A murder.
Right, everyone. Yeah, keep an eye on our social media. We've got lots coming up. And the Patreon podcast that me and Joe did, we had an unbelievable Christmas burger as well. Probably the nicest tater tots we've ever had.
Some of the great tots of all time, weren't they?
But did they get in the 9 out of 10 club? Go and have a look at that. That is on Patreon right now. Right. See you soon, everyone.
It's been great having you back,
Christmas
Ethan.
Tree up soon.
Yeah, we should do, actually, for next week. Ethan, it's been lovely having you back.
Oh, yeah,
we should
thanks.
Certainly make a habit of it, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, I'll come back again.
Good lad. Right. See you later, everyone. Bye. Wave, Ethan.
Oh, see you later.